You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Your Fresh Start. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." In their fright, the Bible says, the women bowed their faces to the ground. The challenge of Easter is to lift your head, to look to the future, and to do it all with hope. Easter is your fresh start. He is not here. He has risen. Did you ever stop to think how the smallest thing can block out the grandest view? For example, look at your hand. It's not the largest part of your body, and certainly it is a small thing compared to so much else. Yet, if you put your hand over your eyes, you'll see nothing. You could be standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon. You could be visiting Niagara Falls. Or you could stand before the beauties of Lake Louise and see none of it. Not a thing if you put your hand over your eyes and let your vision be obstructed. A small thing can block out the most splendid view. That's life. We often let small things block out the glorious view. Oh, they're not really small things. Family strife, for example, isn't a small thing. It can tear your family apart. Maybe it has. Illness isn't a small thing. Health may not be everything, but it is very high on our list of precious gifts. Financial problems, for another example, have seemed so great that people have despaired and taken their lives. We cannot trivialize the problems that confront us. And yet today puts it all in a hopeful perspective. The resurrection of Jesus Christ makes our day-to-day problems appear significantly smaller. It can take away the hand that is blocking a grand view. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the Easter message raised their heads. It can do the same for you. The message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ can be your fresh start. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, St. Peter writes, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. The challenge of Easter is not to determine intellectually whether or not a man rose from the dead. Jesus did rise. Through the centuries, there's been no dispute that the tomb was empty. Even critics of Christianity did not dispute that the tomb was empty. In 1981, a Jewish scholar, not Christian, a Jewish scholar named Pinchas Lapide wrote, "I accept the resurrection of Easter Sunday not as an invention of the community of disciples, but as a historical event." Yet this scholar does not believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the one God sent to deal with our sins, to bury those sins and open our eyes with hope toward the future. And so the great challenge of Easter is not to make an intellectual decision for or against the resurrection. Instead, the challenge is to examine your heart. Are you fearful and apprehensive because of the problems confronting you? Or is your heart filled with hope? Hope in God who sent you a Savior. Hope in God who not only raised His Son Jesus on Easter, but who also promises you life and resurrection in Christ? God sent His Son Jesus to clear your sight, to move the small things to the periphery of your vision, and to fix your most intent gaze upon the grandest view. That grand view is before you, not behind you. Now that might seem obvious, except when you reflect that we so often focus upon the past. On Good Friday, God dealt decisively with your past. When Jesus died on the cross, He paid the price for your sins. He not only paid for your sins, He won forgiveness for the sins of others who have hurt you. When you believe that, your focus turns toward the future. Today, Easter is about the future. It's about the ever better tomorrows that are yours through faith in the resurrected Christ. If, perchance, your travel takes you through the Newark Airport, you'll find the airport undergoing major renovation. The port authority that operates the Newark Airport has posted signs that say, "Excuse us while we remove yesterday to make room for tomorrow." That's what happens to those who believe in Jesus. God removes the sins and hurts of your past and says, "Come, stand at the empty tomb and orient your focus toward the grand future I have promised you. Remove yesterday to make room for tomorrow." My youngest daughter, Katie, is a runner, and a good runner, I can proudly add. She's an all-conference cross-country runner in the Big 12. Some years ago, Katie encouraged me to enter a 5K race. Could I do such a thing? I had my doubts that were well-founded, but nevertheless, I entered that 3.1-mile race. The first mile or so was tough. As I plodded along, I kept wondering if I could make it. But something interesting happened in my thoughts as I passed the halfway point. Yes, my legs were still plodding, my body was still struggling, but now I knew I was going to make it, and I was looking forward to the finish line. Anticipation filled my mind. You know what it was that was inspiring me? I knew that when I came to the finish line, my daughter Katie would be there. Since she's an excellent athlete, she would have finished the race long before her old dad. Yes, she'd be at the finish line. I knew that for sure. And I looked forward to seeing her. I wanted Katie to be proud of her dad. That kept me going. And I did finish the race. And Katie was there at the finish line. "Not bad, Dad," she said. "Not bad." Hebrews chapter 12 says, we must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of Him, so He endured death on the cross. Then He received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Think about Jesus so that you don't become tired and give up. That's how you meet the challenge of Easter. That's how you move aside the problems and hurts of the past and present and focus your hope on the glorious future God has for you. Today is your fresh start toward a glorious future. Because God has given you a new birth to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we set our eyes on the resurrected Christ, who will meet us at the finish line and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Colossians chapter 3 says, "Since you were brought back to life with Christ, focus on the things that are above, where Christ holds the highest position. Keep your mind on things above, not on worldly things. you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. And Peter says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from St. Paul. If we have told you that Christ has been brought back to life, how can some of you say that coming back from the dead is impossible? If the dead can't be brought back to life, then Christ hasn't come back to life. If Christ hasn't come back to life, our message has no meaning, and your faith has no meaning. If Christ hasn't come back to life, your faith is nonsense, and sin still has you in its power. Then those who have died as believers in Christ no longer exist. If Christ is our hope in this life only, we deserve more pity than any other people. But now, Christ has come back from the dead. He is the very first person of those who have died to come back to life. Since a man brought death, a man also brought life back from death. As everyone dies because of Adam, so also everyone will be made alive because of Christ. This will happen to each person in his own turn. Christ is the first. Then, at his coming, those who belong to him will be made alive. Then the teaching of Scripture will come true. Death is turned into victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Sin gives death its sting, and God's standards give sin its power. Thank God that He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Easter, your fresh start toward a glorious future. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.